Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we are joined by Dr. Pants as we go over design images for a new Masterpiece G1 Starscream. Flame Toys is coming out with a new Windblade design, and we go over a bunch of in-hand images of a whole bunch of Transformers Earthrise figures. Today is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, and this is episode 393 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that can't believe Daryl blew us off for hockey playoffs. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Howdy, everyone.
And Jeremy, aka Yakko.
I can believe Daryl blew us off for hockey. He's got some people, they just don't have the priorities you expect of them. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. As always, we start off by thanking our Donatrons, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal and keep us operating here, keep the show going. And we do have a special announcement. So our 7th anniversary is coming up, I believe next week. So August 13th, 2013 was the first episode ever of Transmissions. So next week would be marking our 7th anniversary. With we thought this would be a good time to freshen things up, update our Patreon levels and goals. So we'll have all that information on our Patreon at patreon.com/transmissions. So you can check that out. We're going to put the information out, in the next week or so, but things won't start until September 1st. So we've still got a little bit of time to adjust. You can see what you think. Hopefully everyone should be happy. I don't think there's anything that if you're at the current level, you're contributing. There will be some changes, but nothing taken away or anything like that. So
the biggest change, I guess we can say right here, is that Patreon has a new merch fulfillment thing, and we're going to be taking advantage of that for some levels. Mm-hmm. So I won't be burdened with all the merch stuff.
Yeah, it streamlined the process and get stuff out to you guys quicker too, and not put all the burden on Jeremy to get all the packages out. It's not just, begging for more money. We're also putting out more content. So we've got some special things coming out. We've got a special thing for Donatrons that'll be coming out early. This will be out on the free feed as well, but Donatrons will get everything early. We've got a special podcast series we're starting with John Barber and Andrew Griffith talking about Robots in Disguise 2012. They wanted to give a retrospective of the series, and we are leading them through it. And it was a really great discussion. We've already recorded the first episode. We're planning to do an episode for basically every trade paperback from Robots in Disguise. So you can look forward to that. And I think we don't have a set time schedule for that, but they'll be coming out periodically, and all Donatrons will get all that early. So look forward to that. All right. Of course, you can help us out with merchandise. If you go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop, that's where you can buy any of our TeePublic stuff. You can also check out K-Girl's store at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. So she helped us out with some art designs and artwork for our store. And we've also got masks and other designs. A lot of designs done by Jeremy, some done by Mike, some done by Daryl. So lots of cool stuff. We've also got the Empire of Rust episode 29, Pornos and Penetration. That was out Monday, August 3rd, so just this week. It should already be in your podcast feed. If you haven't already checked out Empire of Rust, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust. This is our live-action, role-playing, Transformers role-playing game podcast done by our very own producer and editor, Mike, and his team. It's a really fun podcast that mixes Dungeons and Dragons with Transformers. And, you know, the result is a Reese's peanut butter cup of delicious podcasting. So you should check that out. This one, don't be fooled by the name. It is it's a very interesting episode, and it involves a spark eater. So it's exciting.
Are you saying that title is misleading?
Just a bit, a tiny bit.
Because I was going to say that's going to draw some people in, I think.
Mike is not above clickbait.
I should right now say this is not the place for Transformers porn. So I think there's other places on the internet where you can get that. Unfortunately, we do not have that here. So sorry to disappoint you.
And we now know the real reason Daryl's not here.
Bazinga.
And now we'll see if Daryl actually listens to the show.
Another bit that came out Monday was our interview with the War for Cybertron Siege composer, Alexander Bornstein. So that was really cool. He talked to us about his process for creating the music for War for Cybertron Siege. So you can check that out. That's on YouTube and in our podcast feed. So check it out. And we'll have links in the show notes as well if you are having trouble finding it. All right. So let's talk about some toys this week.
All right. I guess I'm kicking things off since someone didn't show up. First thing we have here is Takara Tomy has released some design sketches for the Masterpiece G1 Starscream version 2. These were published in the Figure King magazine number 270. And like previously, we had gotten a silhouette, just a hint. And we're like, oh, who would this mystery airplane robot be? All the text is in Japanese, so it's just, I have no idea what that says. But the design sketches, I mean, we get a front and then a side and a back view. And I mean, it looks really nice. I never had the first Masterpiece Starscream, but I know a lot of people generally liked it. But with all their new Masterpiece engineering that they've, you know, all the tricks that they've learned, I'm sure this one will be even better. Dr. Pants, what are your thoughts on the upcoming Starscream 2.0?
Number one, I'm a little confused as to why it's a 2.0, because wouldn't this be the third version of the Seeker mold we've gotten in Masterpiece?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
I'm just bringing that up. I think somebody actually explained it, that the first remake was just a small update to that first mold, so it didn't count as a 2.0, but it's still weird that they're doing that. But
this might also be following the more animation look on the at least on the paint side of things.
This is true. And it most likely, given everything we've gotten with the Masterpiece lately, the sketches look really, really good, because that first Masterpiece it's not bad. I have the Skywarp for it, and he's a cool figure, and I really like him. He doesn't terribly look too much like the animation model and could use some tweaking. He's got those big side skirts going down, and the feet aren't great, but I still like that figure. This one, just from the sketches, it looks really, really cool. I'm hesitant to see what the price is, because Masterpiece figures have gone up a lot in price, and I don't know if I would be able to bring myself to pick this up or not. But the sketches show a lot of promise, and I'm really excited to see what this looks like when they actually show a prototype or eventually when it's painted.
Oh, and let's see, my notes here, Charles, they tell me that I'm supposed to say that you are very much an expert in airplanes and aerodynamics, and that you are just a lover of all things Starscream. So you're going to get this, right?
I'm listening also to Dr. Pants about the price point there. So, I mean, we saw with MP, right. MP Optimus Prime 3.0 that came up like almost $300 or at $300. I mean, I don't think Starscream will be that high, but I believe the previous Starscream was under $100, so I don't know. I mean, I do have the previous Starscream. He's still in the box, sadly. I mean, this looks good. This looks very accurate to the animation model. The head sculpt, I mean, it's still a drawing, but the head looks very nice. I'm a fan of the clean look on the chest where there are none of those little turbines in the chest. I kind of hate those turbines that mm-hmm. are in the modern Starscream figures.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to not see them here. Of course, I'm partial to the cone heads, though. I would like to see an update to the cone head designs, because I was not happy with the Masterpiece cone head designs. I thought the way they designed the heads were, you know, to make the cone heads were basically fake heads and not the nose cone when they transformed into jet mode.
Yeah, it was, you know, a fake transformation. Yeah.
So I would like to see updated cone head designs, and that would be my interest, since I already have a Masterpiece Starscream. But I think, you know, of course this is going to sell because people love the Seekers and Starscream in particular. So it's always nice to put that out there for people. But I mean, we talked about this when we just had the silhouette image. This is again taking the spot for another, like a potential new Masterpiece design. Like there are lots of figures that have not gotten the Masterpiece treatment that people are begging for.
Yeah, Jazz keeps getting pushed down the line in favor of these retreads. So
you would think with as many cars as they've done, it wouldn't be that hard to figure out how to make a Jazz.
Well, I'm sure they know how to make it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it shouldn't be a completely new mold. I mean, not to say that all the other cars are like him, but there should be like some kind of skeleton to work from.
Yeah, I mean, I figured Jazz is like locked up in licensing with the name. I mean, I know like Porsche's what related, it's owned by VW or same family of companies and stuff, but the Porsche name just has so much more behind it that they're probably more careful about who they license it to.
Yeah, so I'm sure there are lots of reasons that are not technical or engineering that we're not getting other Masterpiece designs. So lots of economic and business reasons, of course, because I mean, I know DJ Ronan's happy because he gets another Starscream. So congratulations, DJ Ronan. Enjoy yet another Starscream. And there are lots of Starscream fans out there. So enjoy.
Cool. Well, that's all I got. Scott, what do you got?
Well, we have in-hand images of the Transformers Earthrise Seeker Elite Ramjet and Dirge, the Quintesson Pit, the Astro Squad Patrol, and the Select Centurion Drone. So these got posted earlier this week, and we've got images, like I said, of all that stuff. We've got the Centurion from Generation Selects in the box, and then in the box it shows all of the accessories it's coming with, that accessory pack that pretty much everybody pre-ordered this for. And then it shows the Centurion pretty much with all the weapons equipped and all the accessories, which is just ridiculous. He's even got his like little cannon plugged into Optimus's ion blaster, which is really cool. It shows the packaging for all the accessories, and they're all in a little baggie, which I don't know how else you'd package them unless you put them in like the plastic shell, but I guess that works. I'd be a little worried about maybe some paint chipping off some of them when they're packaged like that, but that's me. Then we get a shot of Megatron Optimus with the axe equipped, and Megatron with the mace, and it's Earthrise Optimus and Siege Megatron. That looks really, really cool. The mace in particular, they've got it positioned in the air, so it looks like it can hold up pretty well. Got Optimus with the jetpack, and you can see some blast effects there with it equipped. That looks really cool. I wish it were painted, because the jetpack's supposed to be red, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Optimus holding the ion blaster, which looks cool. Then his trailer set up with Roller. And Roller with the ion blaster, which looks really, really cool. And then we get the Seekers. We've got Dirge and Ramjet with the other three Seekers who are out. And they all look really good together. I'm a little sad they don't have Thrust in there, too. Because we've seen a little bit of Thrust before him. But still, they all look really good together. Nice little set. And Charles, I hate to say it, but it looks like these are fake heads also, because I don't think they're going to make the nose cone on that one. I'm with you on that. That makes me a little mad, too, because I actually have that set pre-ordered, but the Starscream figure is amazing, so I'm really excited to get these. And we see them in the packaging. And then we've got the Astro Squad, which are the two Micromasters who form the shuttle. They, of course, combine. And then the last thing is the Quintesson pit, where we see the judge, we see the Sharktacons with all the other molds of the Sharktacons and comparing them. They actually all look really, really cool together. I like that. And then we see the packaging, which is like the scene from the movie, which is so cool. And I would want to keep that in the packaging just displayed like that, because it's just a nice, cool display. I love that. Everything looks really, really nice. I'm excited for all this. I will say the one thing that bothers me is the Astro Squad. They're another set of Micromasters who combine kind of like Direct Hit and Power Punch. But unlike the old ones, it doesn't look like these guys are going to combine in the same way, and you're not going to be able to mix and match them.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm still going to get him because I'm trying to get all the Micromasters, but that really, really disappoints me because I'd love to like mix and match these guys like you could the old ones, but...
Yeah, it looked like they made a fake cockpit-looking thing on the back end, so when they're separated, there was still a cockpit in the shuttle.
Yeah, even though it's like one giant gap underneath of it, which just looks incomplete. Right. But again, I'm going to get it because I love the Micromasters. They're so cool, but that's my one complaint. The rest of this stuff looks really, really nice. I'm loving the Siege and Earthrise stuff.
I was just because I'm looking at the shuttle, and it has a NASA logo on it. That was surprising.
Yeah, it has the NASA worm logo, which is just now coming
back.
Oh,
yeah, it does. I didn't even see that on the back there.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to find any Micromaster combiners at my local stores, but I would like to have those, too. But, the Dirge and Ramjet look really good. Even despite the fake heads, they still look... Their heads look nicely proportioned in robot modes. Like the Masterpiece Ramjet and Dirge and Thrust, I believe they also had that too. But their heads just didn't look very well proportioned. So these at least look nice, even if they're fake. But I would like Thrust. Thrust is the one I think looks the coolest with his VTOL wings. So I hope we get Thrust pretty soon. Yeah, the 2-pack looks good. All the weapons, I pre-ordered the Centurion with all that stuff, so I'm looking forward to that too. Now I just have to get. I already have the Siege Prime, so I'm on the fence as whether I should get an Earthrise Prime to complete, you know, with the roller and everything.
You need to get the Earthrise Prime. It's such a good figure. The transformation, I like it better than the Siege.
Wow, okay.
I've been trying to hold off, Jeremy, but like every show you bring it up and it just makes me want to go out and buy one every time.
And yeah, the Pit of Judgment, that's a pre-order for me. As soon as that becomes available to pre-order, I'm getting that. That looks awesome. I mean, just at the diorama and everything. Yeah, maybe I should buy two to have one in the package and one to open and play with. So.
Do it.
It's that good.
It is. Oh my god.
Yeah, this stuff is great. So it's great to see all the stuff in hand, but I think it's still going to be a couple more months before it gets to mass market. So we're all waiting.
Waiting patiently. As I sit here like constantly refreshing tracking on some of the stuff, hoping it ships out sooner rather than later. But Jeremy, what do you think of all this?
I generally like him. The roller set that comes with the Centurion drone and all the weapons, I am eagerly awaiting that. And I say it that way because I ordered it for roller and everything else is just a bonus. I was looking at these pictures they have of like Optimus Megatron with the Energon axe and the mace and stuff. When Optimus has his arm above, why do they have the axe facing backwards? It just, bugs me in that shot.
I think there's,
it's correct in the other image.
I think they're maybe trying to recreate the scene from the, More Than Meets the Eye episode 2, like when they're fighting.
Was it backwards there?
It might have been. I'd have to go look at the episode again. But, it's in motion. He's swinging the axe around. So maybe like at one point there's a frame of animation where the axe is backwards.
Okay. Well, I think the jetpack looks fantastic. I like that. On the cone heads, I understand they had to do fake heads. Why not make the nose cone of the plane... Like the paint on that match the nose cones on the head, because like the little black tip is so much bigger on the robot heads than it is on the plane, and that's just that bugs me. I can deal with the fake transformation, but at least make it look the same in robot and vehicle mode.
My only assumption is they just did it to match up that little line that's in the nose cone on the plane.
I'm sure that's it.
It's just, by the way, I went looking for stills from that that fight scene, and there are shots of him with the axe backwards, but the one they replicate, it's totally forwards.
So it's a big old fail from whoever posted that picture.
That picture is axe backwards.
Good one, Jeremy. Good one.
on the MicroMaster shuttle, I remember now they talked about when they were doing Skylinks that they mentioned the NASA worm logo on that too. So I imagine this got approved when that got approved.
This is true. I forgot that Skylinks also had it, but I don't have a Skylink, so I can't look at it and tell.
Yeah, no, but I am all in favor of the NASA worm logo coming back and everything else like the Quintesson set. I want to get that so bad. And I also would probably just leave it in the package. But yeah, these are all great. I'm happy to see we see more pictures, and I can't wait to get some of them in hand.
Honestly, a lot of this stuff makes me more excited than I've been the past few years. Like all this extra cool stuff we've been getting, but hopefully they keep it up.
We need more weapons packs in general, I think, because it just adds on to the enjoyment of the figures.
Definitely. I got to ask, because you guys might know, the little radar dish that's in the pack, who is that supposed to be for as an add-on?
I think it's for Optimus for the trailer.
Okay.
The little robot thing in the trailer, I think, you know, it had an Optimus, or it had a dish in the G1 toy.
You're right. I did forget about that. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because everything else, I could place that one. I just couldn't figure out where it was supposed to go. Cool. That is it for me. So, Charles, what do you have?
All right. Let's get back into some controversy.
Woo!
Flame Toys has put out their revamped Windblade model design. So you might remember a few months ago, Flame Toys had a Windblade design. There was lots of arguing back and forth online. People liked it, people didn't like it, people were angry, people were upset, and it's kind of died down, thankfully. So they put out a brand new design to revamped the Windblade design. And this reminds me of the Simpsons episode where they put out a new Malibu Stacy, and Lisa had her doll coming out, and to fight it, Malibu Stacy put out a new doll with a new hat. So this is the same Windblade figure with new wings, basically. It's cool. I mean, I think we talked about this. I think it was last year it came out, and that was one of the criticisms I had, was that the wings didn't look great. I mean, they looked more like a bow on her back rather than actual wings. So now she at least looks like she's, you know, got robot wings there. But the body is pretty much the same. So, I mean, I still would prefer a more robotic look than kind of the anime girl look. But a lot of people like this design. A lot of people hate this design. But for me, it's fine. It's fine either way. But I will not be picking this one up for myself. But for those who like it, enjoy. For those who hate it, just don't buy it and leave it alone, is what I'll say. So, Dr. Pants, any thoughts on this figure?
When they first announced it, I thought it was kind of cool before the controversy hit. I just, you know, more of these models are really, really nice. I like all these model kits. I will say that I thought the first rendition of the design was skimpy on the wings and skimpy on some other designs, but this new one, not only did they fix the wings, but I'm looking at a picture of the old one. They also added more red paint to the body, like more red pieces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it does appear now that she is wearing more. Is that the best way to put that?
Well, I mean, the red on her legs, there's like less, but there's a little bit of blue.
Yeah.
Or no, they removed some of the blue too.
Yeah, they removed some of the red on the legs, but then the waist, the pelvis area. The waist,
yeah, and the torso looks like it's got a little bit different in terms of paint apps.
Yeah, they detailed it more up, and now honestly, she looks more. It looks more robotic there than the old one. I was planning to get it beforehand. I'm definitely planning to get it now because I love the idea of the wings, and I like the design they went for. like I said, I build a lot of model kits, and I like the design. I think the Furei stuff has been really cool. I like the style they go for. Even that attack mode Optimus Prime that was super anime in its design, I love that. But I'm also a giant weeb, so maybe that fits into there. But I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see what this looks like when it actually comes out.
Cool. Jeremy, what do you think?
I definitely like this better. The wings were one of the biggest areas I had the problem with on the original one. They did not look like Moonblade's wings. These, in addition to being actually wing-shaped, whereas the original one had just holes where the turbines would go, she has turbines in this new one. So I think that is a major improvement on making this figure look more like Windblade. The body, I mean, I like some of the paint changes that were made, but I think if you're going for kind of an anime look Windblade, I think this is good. It's not going to please everybody, but I personally think the wings were my biggest issue with the figure, and this has satisfied that.
Cool. Yeah, so I don't know when this is planned to come out or what the price point is going to be, but probably be a few months before this is out. Maybe around Christmas time. We'll see. I don't know. I think all the kits, I mean, we talked about a lot of the kits they had coming up last week. So Flame Toys and the Furei model kits and the Furei action figures, they're all, I think, really cool. Hasbro, let these guys build some transforming figures. See if they can, let someone else make a Transformer once in a while. I think
buy the company and then it'll be, first party and they can be transforming.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all our toy topics. So let's move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video so you can see everything we've got on YouTube in beautiful high definition. But we also have the audio right here in the show, so you can keep listening to the podcast and hear us describe everything in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
And I'm going to start it off because I just have one thing, but this thing is something I have to bring us to it. I can't bring it right now. So we're going to see if this works.
Someone got to have Lev Unicorner.
I wish. Unfortunately, no, but
let's see. I hope.
Oh, so
I wish too.
Are we going to see your 100-inch TV?
Maybe. We'll see. we're moving. We're going slowly.
Nice 86 movie poster.
And that's where we're going to. So, as you can see behind me, if you can still hear me, if the mic's still picking me up. We got you. This is the original 1986 Transformers the Movie poster in all its glory. This is a print that my wife got for me and surprised me with, and she had it framed and hung it up for me. So, this was... Right. This is my Christmas in July present. So,
your wife is once again proving how she can get you, such great gifts.
That's a really, really good gift.
So Unicron really nice. Is there. There's Unicron right there. It's not HasLab Unicron, but he's there.
Have you watched the 86 movie now that you have the poster in there?
I have not done a rewatch yet. I was watching Siege all this weekend.
You need to christen the poster with a fresh viewing of the Blu-ray.
All right. I'm going to throw it back to Jeremy. So show off your stuff.
All right. I have nothing as good as that. I have the comic from last week, Transformers number 21. This is the cover A, which was...
Yeah, that's...
Is this the Casey? Or,
yep.
Yeah, this is the Casey cover. Mm-hmm. Casey and John Paul.
That's a really good cover.
Yeah. Enjoyed it. And then also, the only other thing I have is a piece of podcast swag that no one else will have because it's just mine. Since I have access to all of the digital assets, but Sicker Mule is doing some, they're calling them ear savers. This is to kind of help with wearing masks. Now, I just, they were doing a deal and I was just curious as to how they would look. So I put this one together. It's got our bad guy logo with just our podcast logo. It's hard to get in focus here. They're acrylic. They're nice, but they're not rigid, or they're too rigid. They're not flexible much at all, but they're really thick. But I don't know. It was something they were doing like 10 for $9. So I decided I would try it and just see. Maybe we'll give some of them away as prizes or something. I think we have an anniversary coming up, so maybe we'll find something to do. But you know, these will just go on the back of your head, and your mask will connect to the little hooks there. And we have masks, so you know, maybe we could do something and give someone a mask and one of these.
Nice.
I don't know. So I like playing around with stuff like that. That is all I got this week. So, Scott, what do you got?
So because I'm only on here like once a month, I can always like amass a nice little collection of things. So I've got three today, and we're going to start go from smallest to biggest. So we'll start off. I walked into it. First thing I got a gas station in the mail. I got Generation Select's Grease Pit. As I said during my topic, I love the MicroMasters. I'm trying to get all the stuff, so I had to get the MicroMaster base here. When this went up for pre-order, I immediately got it. It's Ironworks, except for the little gas pumps here on his hand and that and the paint job. Also, I didn't realize Grease Pit was a Decepticon, but that's also cool, because now I have a little MicroMaster base for both.
Yeah, I think they're split. Was it Airwave is also Decepticon?
Yeah.
And then the fire station is going to, Hot House is going to be an Autobot.
Yeah. But I'll be picking those up as soon as they come out. But then when I went up to Walmart for some groceries the one time, I swung into the toy section and there was one lone Earthrise figure behind all the Cyberverse. I got Snapdragon. Nice. I had the ape face. I had to get the Snapdragon to go along with it. And he is he's pretty cool. The transformation and all the materials feel better than ape face did, but I think Apeface is a better looking figure overall, but this is still really, really cool. I mean, turns into a jet and a kaiju monster. That's awesome. So it's nice to complete the set there. And then lastly, so I think it was the last time I was on the podcast, somebody posted in the Discord that this figure was on sale on Amazon for $10 cheaper. So I pre-ordered it there and he showed up this week, and it's Leader Class Double Dealer.
Nice.
So this figure is, I love this. It's absolutely fantastic. He pulls off all the modes really well. The materials feel really good, and he's got some great detail. I don't know how well the face sculpt is going to show up on there, but that and the chest, like, everything just works really, really well together. And I know I showed it off before, but in his chest, I do have one of his Power Masters. I've got Nock in there.
Nice.
And Scar's hanging around somewhere, but he's really, really cool, and my favorite gimmick of all is the fact that on the shoulders, there's a Decepticon logo there, but you can just flip it up and make him an Autobot right away. So, I've been playing around with this a lot. I really, really like this figure, so it was a good month for me. A lot of cool stuff to play with.
Nice.
That's all I got, then.
Nice.
All right, well, that is it for Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will finish up the show with convention news.
We have a couple of things in convention news this week. In Hong Kong, Hasbro had a special Fans Expo 2020 event. This was an exhibit that had a bunch of figures on display, including things like Masterpiece MP50 Tigatron, which was on display in both Robot and Tiger mode. There was the new Generation Selects God Neptune, and also the Quintesson Pit of Judgment, Masterpiece Spinout, Masterpiece RC, and Masterpiece Movie Starscream, among other stuff. And we have a link here on TFW that has a lot of the images and some videos, so check that out when you get a chance. It's nice to see that conventions are happening somewhere. And speaking of conventions happening somewhere, TFCon has announced their USA dates for next year. They're going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, October 22nd through 24th in 2021. It'll be at the Hilton Baltimore Inner Harbor. Hopefully, it happens. You know, we're everything is still kind of like fingers crossed with the whole virus thing. But hopefully by October, things will be a little bit better. They are still using their kind of early 2000s RID/Armada era logo that they look surprisingly like our logo. But it has a picture of Optimus Prime and then Optimus Primal, the Transmetal 2 Optimus Primal. And I'm not sure if that's going to be a clue as to guests, but I would wager it's probably a good chance that maybe Gary Chalk might be one of the guests, but that's completely speculation. They have not announced anything. So hopefully, you know, there'll be a vaccine and we can go and have a convention. So that is all we got for convention news.
All right. And I think that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Scott, Dr. Pants, I think I neglected to ask you if you had some stuff to show off last time you were on. So the floor is yours. Do you want us to check out Nerdstradamus or anything else?
No, don't check any of that out. It's all terrible. No, please. Yeah, you can find me and my friends doing YouTube stuff. Our YouTube channel is Nerdstradamus. We do mostly game stuff, but here in the future, we're going to branch out a little bit more into just, you know, our general interests and likes and just discuss that kind of stuff. We play games on there from time to time, too. We have some gameplay videos going up if you guys are interested in that, where we struggle and scream and cry. It's great to watch us suffer. We're Nerdstradamus everywhere. We have a webpage, Nerdstradamus.com. We're on Twitter at NerdstradamusDL. And if you guys just want to follow me, I'm Dr. Pants 1412 on Twitter, where I just tend to do the robot thing where I talk about Transformers. I like to post pictures of Transformers and Gundams because I build those from time to time. So, like I said, if you want to give me a follow, you can find me on there. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, actually, Nerdstradamus has a podcast, too, that you can check out. We post that monthly, so we should have a new one coming out in the next week or two. Now I think I'm done.
And we will have links to all those things in the show notes, so everyone can check those out.
Thank you.
All right, and that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay, that's better. For some reason, my audio was coming out of my monitor speakers for some stupid reason. There we go.
Better out than in, as Shrek always says.
I always lock the dog upstairs with the wife. It's her responsibility during this time.
You have a bit of a pandemic beard going on there.
I do. I'm just trying to grow it out because it's like, I've got the time. No one's really seeing me too much, so... Mm-hmm. Let's just let it grow out, see what it's like.